Welcome back to the Roundtable. We discussed this morning the upcoming Jane Austen Conference in Saratoga Springs, New York, on April 21st through the 23rd. The New York City region of the Jane Austen Society of North America is organizing a long weekend that ties together the theme of spas and spies in Austen's England. Lectures include Watering Holes and Literary Rogues, Seduction and Seducers in English Spa Towns, Most Secret and Confidential Espionage and Intelligence in the Age of Jane Austen, The Watering Place in the 18th Century British Imagination, Sanitizing the Bath, and History of Saratoga Springs, Spas and Spies. Patricia joins us of the Capital District region of the Jane Austen Society of North America and here to tell us more. And is it Friesen or
Friesen? Yes.
Friesen, yes. Patricia Friesen is with us. And Patricia, thank you very much. Delight to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back. Second time to talk about Jane Austen and our events.
Give me a sense of now this. This is an event that the New York City is working on, but obviously we have a very active chapter of the Jane Austen Society here in this region. So talk a little bit about that and how these chapters come together to put on events like this.
Okay. The Jane Austen Society is a North American society. We are throughout the country and Canada, and so there are regions all over. And the New York City region contacted us. We are the capital region, capital district, and to see if we wanted to collaborate with them to have this multi-region conference here in Saratoga Springs. Saratoga is a perfect venue to have a conference like this with all the history and spas and so forth. So we got together. They had already planned the event, but we got together to work out how we might be the hospitality and host region for them and welcome them here to Saratoga. And actually, the first night, I have gotten our mayor to proclaim the weekend, Jane Austen Weekend. So she'll be joining everyone on Friday evening to do that. And we have some wonderful events planned around the whole conference, including tours of Saratoga, various tours to Union Gables, Victorian Mansion, historic Congress Park. There's another one to the Bachelor Mansion. And of course, there will be time for lectures and learning more about Jane Austen and the whole theme of spas and spies in Jane Austen's England.
So, well, first of all, that's a great title, right? Mm-hmm. So that whole idea of spas and spies. Mm-hmm. How do the two of them work together so well?
Well, who would ever thought that spies would tie into Jane Austen? I sure never thought of it until they came up with this. But the keynote speaker actually is a retired naval officer. And he was involved in naval intel, and he's written a book. He seems to really know his literature, but he also knows intel, which is actually very timely. And also, there was a connection made with Pride and Prejudice and Mr. Wickham. I guess there was a British spy back in the 1700s that had that name. So she would use some names. One thing I just read is that she would pull names from current history or current events, rather, and enter them into her novels, which would have meant something to people back then. Whereas for us, you know, Wickham was just somebody's name that she pulled out of a hat, but it actually was the name of a British spy.
Mm.
I think he was the first intel person back then. And so that's kind of, they've made these really interesting connections, I think. And, the New York City region did all the research and came up with this.
So you all just get to host it.
We get to have the fun.
Yeah. You get to have everybody come to you.
We get to have us, yes.
And so when it comes to, but this fits in because you have a lot of things that you do as well, right?
Absolutely. I applied back in 2012 to become a region. We did not have one here. And we became a region in 2012 and have been doing really remarkable programming ever since. We get together almost every month. We met yesterday, we have scholars and we watch the movies and discuss those, which will be coming up. We discuss, you know, the different books, and we also have two major events every year, and we have an annual retreat at Wiawaka on Lake George that will happen the last weekend in June and has been for the last 5 years. And our theme will be Sense and Sensibility. We're actually going to be meeting today to come up with the details for that. That is just a delightful weekend right on Lake George, in these Victorian buildings and grounds, and it's just a beautiful weekend. And then we have our annual birthday celebration, Jane's birthday, December 16th, at the Bachelor Mansion in Saratoga. I always have special programming and a high tea in the afternoon. But our programming is quite remarkable. We have scholars from all over that come and do our programming, and on just the most interesting subjects that I'm just amazed at. We had young woman Tanya Motrey, who is a professor at SAGE, come and talk about nuns in Jane Austen era and Jane mm-hmm. Austen books, and how she pulled that together. It was just quite remarkable. So we're always learning new things about Jane Austen and the era through these programs.
When the as I mentioned, you all will be hosting this event taking place the 21st through the 23rd in Saratoga, and of course people will have the opportunity to do many various events. And so tell people how they can get involved. And I know you have one thing going on at Northshire.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
Well, I approached Northshire Bookstore and Saratoga Tea and Honey and asked Haley, who owns Saratoga Tea and Honey, if she might come up with a Jane Austen blend of tea. So she is coming up with a Jane Austen blend. She will be doing a tea tasting at Northshire Bookstore, and we're going to have a little tea there, and Northshire will provide the cookies, and Haley will talk about how she came up with this blend. And they will actually be for sale, of course. And then, in addition, at Northshire, there are three of our lecturers who are authors. They will actually be there, too, to do signings and to talk about their books. So those will be available. So that will be, I think, a very special afternoon that's open to everyone. Even if you don't make it to the conference, you're welcome to come to the bookstore. We would love to have you join us for an afternoon tea.
So that I understand this, if people are listening and they would like to be, if they would like to attend the conference, you do have to become a member of the,
yes.
the society, right?
Yes.
So and then you go do that through the website.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Joe, if they want to call me directly,
all
can
right.
I give my phone number?
You know what? I'll take it down and we'll put it on our website.
Why
and that seems a little bit safer.
Yeah. That's fine.
Our listeners are lovely people.
No,
well, you don't need them calling you at 3 in the morning, do you?
No.
So, yeah, we'll take care of that. And but you can find out more information. And then there is information at jasnany.org, right?
Correct.
jasnany.org.
NYC.
NYC.org. jasnany.org. And we have that link with this interview on our website. So
great.
People can go to that as well, and we'll take care of them.
Great.
We have 30 seconds left. Anything else that we did not get to?
Well,
we got to the honey, the books, the spies.
Well, I encourage everyone to check out our local Facebook page or go to the website or Joe's website and get my phone number and call me about the local region, because there's so many things going on and we'd love to have new members.
Excellent. The conference Spas and Spies in Austin's England takes place April 21st through the 23rd. You can find out more, jasnanyc.org. You can also find information on our website at wamc.org/roundtable, where there will be a link connected to this very interview. Patricia, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure, and have a wonderful time in a month.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.